What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Happy Monday. So, I have the really divine privilege of introducing Christine Caruso today as my very special guest. Which, when Christine is asked what she does, she tells people she's a listener, a tracker, and a game changer. She cultivates the sacred art of listening to the subtle in our bodies, our energetic fields, the plants and the stones, all of nature. She was born being able to see and hear spirits and everyone's feelings and thoughts, and just assumed everyone else did. That was often awkward and a wee bit invasive until she learned to control it. She uses her refined intuitive skills, all five senses on a heightened level, to track the energy and support others to unlock their incredible capacities to remember their instincts. Whether it's in healing through trauma or creating the intangible into form, Christine likens the creation work she does with clients to learning to walk and then suddenly remembering you have always known how to fly. I remember when I first met Christine, it was in a hot tub, in a hot springs in Costa Rica, and I just remember you being this energy, to me, of possibilities. Like, there was nothing that you, well, to me, in that 10 seconds that you hadn't done or been or gone or, like, and you were just like, and this invitation to, like, what else is possible and where else can we go in the world and what else can we do in the world. And that was such a brilliant, like I said, invitation, but just also this like pull to be like, okay, what else is possible in the world? So I'm so excited you're here. Thank you, Christine, for coming.
Thank you. It's so good to be here with you.
So I don't know if I got a chance to share this with you, so we'll just share it. I chose the name Outside the Impossible for the radio show because, to me, I just wanted people to know that far more was possible than they ever imagined possible. So I like to start the show with, is there anything in your life, Christine, that you deemed at one point was impossible to change that you actually did change?
Oh, my God. That is... Maybe you could have given me that question
ahead of time.
Oh, God. I mean, there's so much. And I guess... I couldn't pinpoint just one thing in this particular moment. It's, it's just always this knowing inside me that anything truly was possible and is possible. You know, I remember when I was younger and I first saw that quote by Rilke, you know, that beautiful poet, Rainier Rilke, and they actually use it for a lot of refrigerator magnets. And it says, like, to paraphrase it, he said, be the question, and then one day without knowing it, you know, don't go looking for the answer. He said, just be the question, live it. And then one day without knowing it, you will simply become the answer. You'll simply, like, walk into the answer. And that's basically been my approach. I guess I don't really view anything as impossible anymore. I really don't. Yeah.
And if you don't have a recollection of one, that's totally fine. Yeah. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I just always like to ask that question because I'm like, there's just been so many things, even in my life, that like money, I never imagined that I could change my money situation. You know, I always thought I'd be living paycheck to paycheck and barely getting by. And then, you know, without knowing it, like you said, being in the question and constantly being willing to look at it and ask questions and change it and what do I need to do, I slowly but surely have really changed that in a huge dynamic way. And it came in ways that I never imagined. So, and we all have, you know, some people have body stuff, some people have life stuff, relationship stuff, and then they're like, wow, I guess I really did change that, even though I, at one point I didn't think I could, you know, or that it would be very difficult.
Well, and also what occurs to me, too, as you're speaking, is that... You know, this awareness of travel, you know, I used to always joke with friends that I wish I could bilocate or, you know, just click my heels and be somewhere else in 5 minutes. And so a curious thing is also just noticing our perspective, like our perception on something. And I travel so much. I love to travel. And I didn't really notice that I was actually traveling to places so quickly. Granted, I wasn't clicking my heels or bi-locating. I haven't quite developed that skill yet. But I will travel somewhere very quickly. I will notice, okay, I would like to be in this place. And then I will create that very fast. And I notice how, you know, flights have become incredibly easy for me, or taking trains. Everything in that whole world of travel has become incredibly easy for me, and I didn't realize it, you know. So yes, I kept asking to be able to click my heels and get somewhere so fast, and now I step back and I look and I said, I actually am. It's just looking very different than that. I haven't mastered the heel clicking part.
Yeah, just haven't remembered it yet.
I haven't remembered that part. I, you know, once I get my mind out of the way, I know that can happen.
I have the same thing about breathing underwater. I'm like, I know I can breathe underwater. I just know.
Yes, awesome. Yes.
Well, I'm really happy that we're talking today about the art of listening. And I would love to just, let's just start with, well, would you say more about that? What does that mean to you?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll give you an example. So listening, and I mean not so much with our ears, just with every cell of our body, and coming into that space of like that still point, so that you can, we can say the word hear, but it's really, I think, actually receive. So it's not only listening, it's receiving everything around us. So for instance, I was in a parking lot one time in this little cafe in Sarasota, and I come out of the cafe and I'm standing in the parking lot, and I would have just started walking home, and something in me said, wait, just wait. And I just stood there, and it was as if all the particles just slowed down around me, and I just kept listening, because it didn't happen instantly. I just stood there and waited and waited and listened and listened, and it was as if everything slowed down around me, and everything, this just like you could feel it in your fingertips, how things just started to slow down. I said, okay, well, something's going to happen, because I'm feeling pulled just to stay right here. And so I stood there and just waited. And then about 2 moments later, a friend that I had not seen in years pulled into that parking lot in his car, and he got out and he said, I just thought I'd stop by here to get some food. And because of that, we had this moment to connect, and then we were able to connect a lot more after that. And it was that, so when I say listening, it's like being so aware of every particle around us and what it's actually telling us, and then choosing, do I want to pay attention to that, even though I don't know exactly what's being said, and just wait, you know. So now, I mean, ever since I was little, I loved to listen to nature. You know, I would just, it was growing up in Queens, when I finally was, you know, my family would take us camping or to these farms in Pennsylvania during the summer. And it was my first exposure to quiet and nature and stillness. And it was truly like my first chance to really listen, because of all the quiet around me. And so I started to seek out that kind of silence so that I could listen all the time. And you know that great He was actually a Catholic mystic, St. Francis of Assisi. He was this monk, and he would be in these noisy environments and tremendous, activity environments, and be among all these people that wanted to follow him. And he would simply pull his hood up over his head so that his ears would be covered, and he would tuck himself in so he could listen and come into a still point. And so that's what I try to cultivate for myself, no matter where I am, so I can really hear what the earth and what the world is saying to us.
Beautiful. So would you elaborate a little bit? Like, what are you listening for?
Well, in my understanding, we can receive information with all of our senses, whether it's hear, smell, taste, touch. And so listening for me incorporates using any of those senses in a very slow, or should we say very calm, spacious way, so that they're all activated, or whichever one is activated, so that I can use that sense to receive the information that's trying to be told to me. So most people are born, at least what I was taught, was that all people are born with two senses that are heightened, extreme skill sets in those senses. And then over time, as you become older or different things occur in your life, maybe those senses get dulled. Or if you cultivate them, they get stronger and your other ones can get stronger. So I was always fascinated with cultivating all my senses. And I will use them to tune in to the subtle realms. And it really happens by what I would call waiting, just waiting and seeing what I perceive and being curious about whatever I perceive in that moment, like an experiment. Not necessarily what I hear by sounds, but just what do I perceive? Does that make sense?
Sure. So what would be some ways that you perceive things? Like, do you feel them?
So, for instance, years ago I went to Barbara Brennan. She had a phenomenal school for healers in Miami. And we would do all these practices. And one of the practices, I put my hands on the person's quad, on their thigh, because it's this big, juicy muscle. And you can, tune in and just drop in and receive information. And that was one of the exercises. Drop all your walls down, breathe, and put your hands on their thigh and see what you are aware of. No other guidelines than that. Just see what you're aware of. And right away, I tasted blood in my mouth, and I could smell metal in my nose, and I suddenly saw a giant steak. So those were all the pieces of information I received by putting my hands on this person's thigh. And so I said to the teacher, maybe I'm hungry because I'm suddenly seeing a steak and I'm tasting blood. And she said, no, you're not hungry. You're actually seeing his muscle. But what you're seeing his flesh, but what you're equating it to is a steak, because that's what I knew meat was. Meat to me was a steak. So she said, you're seeing his meat, the meat of his thigh, and you're smelling his blood, and you're tasting it in your mouth. So that's that is an example of how I listen. And so I practiced that a lot more so that, and it was just because I was curious about it. So I would hold a stone simply because I was drawn to it. So I would do things that I was drawn to, and I would do it a lot, and then just see what would happen. So I would happen to be drawn to stones, so I'd pick them up and be with them. And then after a time of being with them, I would hear things or suddenly see something in my mind's eye or maybe smell something. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and a cardinal just showed up right now as we're talking. We've got two cardinals.
Lovely. Yeah. Yeah, I actually had my shaman teacher years ago said that he wanted me to hear a plant scream for life. So what I had to do was I had to actually put a seed in soil and then meditate in front of the seed in the soil. And it was such a trip the day that it broke ground, because there was my eyes were closed, and the, like, you, like, there's, I don't know if it, it wasn't necessarily a scream for me, but it, you know, there was an energy of something reaching. And then when I opened my eyes, I saw the sprout. It's really a neat experience in listening. I'm wondering, because you said something, and I know that I just said too around meditation. Do you think that it's always required or necessary to slow down, to be quiet, in order to listen?
I think it was just that was part of my cultivating of it, because it was how I got used to what the experience felt like, so that then I could tap into it more in any environment. So I can now be in a noisy train or crazy place and running around and doing something and be able to listen on those heightened levels. But for me, it was part of, it definitely created a doorway so I could walk into that space with a greater ease. So, you know, coming into the stillness of meditating, brought me into a space where I was more likely to perceive things than I was beforehand. So that was how it was for me.
Right. Yeah. And it's like developing a muscle, like the practice of, like, sometimes it's easier to hear when it is quiet, and then you get stronger at it. The more you acknowledge it, the better you get at it, the more it happens for you. Was that true for you too?
Yeah. Yes. And so then that, you know, it would become like this vibration in my body, like this ripple of like this smooth zoom through my system. And then I would know I was in that zone. And in that zone, I would hear certain things that maybe I wouldn't hear when I was just walking around normally. So, yes, the practice of it kept, you know, and even Barbara Brennan would say that. She would say to us, like, practice this, practice this, practice this, so that you know what that experience feels like, so that whenever I am in that environment and I start to perceive it, I will know, wait, listen, there's something happening here. Something's getting my attention. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're here to take a break. So if you guys have any questions for Christine, please feel free to call 202-570-7057. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm here with Christine Caruso talking about the art of listening. And right before the break, Christine, you talked about how, like, you have some sort of signal or some sort of experience that goes, wait, hang on, listen. Would you say a little bit more about that, and then maybe share some like different ways that could show up for different people? Just because I know a lot of people are going, well, you know, how do I know what my tell is or my signal is?
Sure. What was the first part of that question you just asked me, Venus?
Just asking you to share how you perceive it's time for you to listen. Like, there's something you said that happens for you that you're like, oh, stop, listen. I just thought that might be helpful to somebody who's going, well, how do you know when to pause?
I would call it also like the great curiosity. Like something will just make me curious. Like that's one aspect of it. Like something will, I say, follow your curiosity. Follow whatever the curiosity is, whatever the pull is, and be curious about it. So my pull, like I might be, you know, one time I was walking through this forest. I used to live on this eco village and I in North Carolina, and I was walking through the forest and something pulled me. It's just like this awareness, like, go this way. So I turned that way and I went down that trail, and there was a little pond, and something pulled me just to stand by the pond. You know, it was, you know, like you get a nudge. This little nudge. It's like, let me be curious about that. So I went and I stood by the pond. And we have to be able to allow ourselves to be bizarre, strange, you know, like look at ourselves like, God, I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but I'm just going to stand here by this pond because something is telling me to stand by this pond. And we have to be able to like laugh at ourselves because, you know, there isn't necessarily any logical reason for what I'm doing. So I stand there by the pond and then something tells me, I just feel like singing to this pond. And it was this nudge, so I started singing. It wasn't any particular song. I just started singing sounds, making these sounds that wanted to come out of my body. Once again, I said, okay, gratefully, nobody's around me. Nobody is here. So I just started singing to the pond, and that's what I did. And after a few moments, this pond that had been completely flat, fish started flying out of the pond, just jumping across the pond. It was incredible. And so when then I have an experience like that, I say, oh, wow, okay. Anytime something pulls me, something makes me curious, I listen. Maybe nothing happens that I'm aware of in that moment. Maybe it's just causing an energetic chain reaction that I'm not even aware of yet. But because that has happened now so many times, I've listened to what somebody might say would be a bizarre nudge within me. Because I do it, I have made a commitment to myself that I will always do it, because the experiences become so unbelievable. So I say to a person, when you're trying to see for yourself how do you pay attention or how do you listen, I say, allow your curiosity to lead you and just invite it. Say, okay, what can I be curious about? And beautiful body, just take me there. Lead me however you want to. And give yourself the absolute permission to listen to yourself, no matter what. That's what I do.
Even if it doesn't make sense. Yes.
Even if it absolutely, especially. I used to give myself the hardest time when I was a child and even as a young adult because I could not make logical decisions. And I was always waiting for this bell in my body. That's the only way I could describe it. It would be like this silent bell. That's the only way I can tell you. And I would wait for that knowing before I made a decision. Yet, could you imagine being younger and having to explain how you came up with that decision to somebody who's logic based, and they look at me and say, well, what's, you need to give us reasons. You need some logical explanation for what you're doing. And I gave myself a very hard time because I wasn't logic based at all. And now I see that, well, that's actually was my capacity, was that I made choices based on an inner knowing. And that's how I make my choices, not with my logical capacities. Yeah. Right. So we have to be so kind to ourselves and be willing to just laugh at how brilliant and strange we seem.
Right. Well, I think, are you on the Be Different, Stay Weird class?
I am.
Yeah, your life program, yes. It's such an invitation. So Dr. Dane here is doing this year-long program called Be Different, Stay Weird. And it's just that invitation to be you, to be as different as you are, and to, you know, whether it's listening or, you know, who you're being in the world or what you're doing in the world, to just allow that to be as different as each one of us is. I'll sometimes get in my car and I'll be like, I was headed somewhere, and there's this, for me, I get like, if I'm not supposed to go somewhere, there's this heaviness, I guess, or this, that's the stop energy. You know, it's like there's this being in the flow and then there's stop. And I'll sit in my driveway for 10 minutes sometimes going, okay, so what am I not, what am I missing here? What's, you know, because I was headed in a direction and got the stop energy. So then now what, you know? And it's beautiful because I think you've had the same experience. When you're willing to listen to those nudges, to those pulls, you do get surprised in ways you can't imagine. There is magic that shows up that's far beyond our like logical mind and what makes sense in this world.
Yes, absolutely. I was so curious about this. I did some work with clients a few years back, and I called it the lost art of the hunch. And it was, you know, about really just cultivating what we, our basic instinct that's inside us. And because I've always been fascinated with that powerful ability that we all have. And, you know, also to go back to, I'm sure a lot of your listeners, when they're thinking about it or looking for what kind of environment can I be where you're trying to find the ease and of that space of ourselves. I love nature. And I find that is one of the easiest places to cultivate my instincts, to cultivate my listening, because, you know, just being in pure nature, the vibration, just the energy, these, the gorgeousness of the trees, the earth, it only gives back to us pure beauty. And so when I'm in an environment, especially as a child, when I was in an environment like that, to just be surrounded in pure love all the time, which was what I felt coming off these, you know, these plants and trees, that was so encouraging. And so I find, you know, environments of nature are so encouraging to us. There's no judgment. It loves us crazily. And as I'm talking to you right now, I'm staring into the woods and the wind is blowing. The leaves are just blowing like crazy, saying, yep, yep, we love you all. We love you. We're here. You know, and the trees just are constantly inviting us to go and be with them. And they'll just be with us with whatever we're doing. And their vibration helps heighten ours, I believe, so that we can really find our skills and our powers with greater ease. Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Yeah, nature is, I love what you said about that. Like, it doesn't judge. It doesn't have a point of view. It just, it's pure love. It's pure even gratitude for everything. And there's no point of view, but we walk around in this world with all these points of view. It can get a little noisy even, you know, like if we're aware of everybody else's stuff. So I'm like you. Nature really, really feeds that, like, silence and awareness and listening.
Yes, beautifully. Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, would you be willing to maybe take us through a short listening exercise? Like, how would you show some?
Yeah. Absolutely. So... Cool. Yeah. Okay. So just tuning into the energy of you and myself and anybody who's listening right now or might listen in the future, because energy is retrievable wherever we are, whether past, present, future, simultaneously. We're just going to ask right now to give absolute allowance to ourselves and yes, great. So now dropping, inviting ourselves to drop every single barrier, even ones that we didn't even know we had, and allowing that wherever our minds are right now, whatever state our minds are in, just allowing it completely because it's so welcome here as well. Great. So now we'll drop every single barrier that we didn't even know we have. And now as I say that, this beautiful orange butterfly goes by. And allow your eyes to close. And wherever you are in your breath, exhale completely out of your nose or your mouth, your choice. And then inhale deeply, deeply into that brilliant belly. Keep inhaling, inhaling, expand that belly all the way out. Hold your breath for a moment. Contain your incredible breath. Yes, and exhale fully. Breathe it out however you wish to. Different tribes taught us that breath was our smallest form of prayer. Our greatest yes to being alive. So inhale again deep through your nose, through your mouth. And now hold it. Contain the energy and gently, if you can, roll your eyes up to your forehead, to your third eye. And exhale fully. And wherever your mind is, it doesn't matter. Invite every cell right now in your body to be here and to open up a little more. And now we're going to invite every cell in our bodies to receive the energy of the trees. Just invite it. Invite your cells, whether it makes sense or not. Invite your cells to open even further. Expand, expand. Thank you. Now pull in magnificent blue light into the center of your crown, the top of your head. Just invite it. Your energetic muscles will know what to do. And now we allow that pure blue light to just move through your whole body, down your spine, out through your palms, out through the bottom of your feet. You are the most clearest form of water. Keep breathing, keep breathing. Great. So now wherever you are again in your breath, just exhale fully. And with your next inhale, invite the tips of your fingers to open up to receive light. Invite the toes to open up to receive light. Once again, dropping all walls, all barriers. Expand your field out 360 degrees around your body. You are as vast as the stars. Every cell is a song. Let it sing. The wind over here is picking up and our trees are moving. So all of nature is hearing us in communion with it. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Receive what you didn't even know you were requiring. Just let the earth give to you. Don't know if you can hear the wind in my microphone. Beautiful. Now with your left hand, if you're able to, and if not, just see yourself doing it in your mind's eye. Take your left hand and put it on your beautiful belly. And take your right hand and put it over your most incredible heart center. And just be. Inviting this energy to turn up even more. receive into the base of your skull, that little space right at the bottom of your skull, just above your neck, any healing that your body is requiring. Now begin to wiggle your fingers. Begin to wiggle your toes. Okay, now just one more thing. The space in the center of your forehead, that beautiful third eye, we call it, your sixth chakra in the front. Great. And now the center on the top of your head, your seventh crown. All that light now inhale deeply again through your nose or through your mouth, and now exhale fully, really pushing that air out of your belly. Shake those hands, shake those feet. Beautiful. Now bring those palms together in front of your brilliant heart. Fingertips are touching each other, palms are touching each other. You are the trees, you are the earth, the sea, the wind, you are all of it. Now bring those thumbs just up against your sternum, the center of your chest. And in this space right now, just consider one great wish you have yourself, or maybe you have 5 or 10, however many wishes you have. In this space right now, you can say it out loud or say it silently. Be the energy of that wish as it sets in motion to come true for you. There you go. Those are just a few moments for us, Venus.
Thank you. And we're going to take a short break, so I encourage you guys to just stay with that energy for a moment, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Christine Caruso, talking about the art of listening. And right before the break, we had a beautiful meditation and exercise, just getting us present to listening and being quiet and being still. So thank you for that, Christine. It really was very lovely.
Thank you, Venus.
I had a question for that, because at the end you were like, okay, so put out your wishes, your one or five or ten wishes. What would you say is the intention behind that? Like, what does that create?
You know, especially something about that word wish, for me, it comes with this, like, this energy of magic. You know, when you're a kid and they tell you to blow out the candles and make a wish, like, this kind of like sparkling magic that, oh my God, something great could happen. So when sometimes I'm really drawn to invite other people to make a wish, it's because I feel this space open up where it's the place where something we've always desired, the energy has now moved and there's now a window open to make it happen. And wish energy is so spectacular because I feel it also taps into people all over the planet that are making wishes. And so all the tendrils from our wishes reaches out there to find all these other tendrils of everybody else's wishes, and it rides this energy of, you know, that like birthday cake magic, if you want to just put it really simply, you know. And in that space, like this crazy simple energy of bless you, of children, you know, asking for something when they're little kids, and they have this energy of, I could just ask for this and it will happen. It's that energy of, you know, where we don't doubt it, we just are asking. Then it just puts out to the world, oh my goodness, this could happen. And then that kind of energy sets off chain reactions for more energy. And I feel like they just meet together. It meets up with other energy, making a massive place for something to actually happen. So all the little tendrils reach out to each other. And that's creates a platform for something great. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Wish energy.
Wish energy. I love it. It's beautiful. And would you say, though, that you have to believe it's possible for it to happen?
But sometimes when we tell somebody they have to believe, it comes with this energy of, well, if I don't believe, it's not going to happen. So right. I don't always say to somebody, you have to believe, because there, you can even see this undercurrent line in there of, if I don't, I'm doing something wrong. Well, what if, you know, somebody isn't aware of how they can believe anymore and they've lost that ability to believe? So I never tell anybody they have to believe in order for it to come true, because sometimes that draws them right to their mind. In fact, I say, you don't have to believe anything. Just make the wish and see.
That's wonderful. And would you say that maybe that's a place where the awareness or the listening begins?
So when you say that, I become aware of that energy of, what is it called? Not expectation, but expectancy. Those are two totally different things. This is energy of expectancy of, oh my goodness, what is going to happen? I've now made a wish. I've made I've thrown something out there that there is a space that something might actually be able to make this happen. And it creates an energy, you know, that brilliant energy of expectancy. Not expectation, but expectancy. Right. And I think that is then where it sets a template for something to happen.
And then would you say for you, like if you say you have a wish and then you listen, and then is that where you, when you follow the energy and you end up, you know, in front of a pond and flying fish?
Like, oh, right. You're so great. Yes, Venus. Yes. So when you, exactly, you brought me right back. So when you make the wish, or, you know, you make your ask, you make your wish, you make your birthday cake magic energy of being 6 years old, and then just notice then. Notice what things you become aware of. Notice a hunch you have. Notice where you're pulled. And just notice and then choose, do I want to follow that pull? Do I want to follow that nudge? And just be kind to yourself no matter what you choose. So yes, when you put that great ask out there, you put that wish out there, notice where you're pulled and then just choose, because you will be pulled. And then you get to look and see, huh, does this little thing that just popped up for me, does that match the energy of what I was just asking for? And if it does, or even if it doesn't and you still feel like jumping on it, I say jump, because you're cultivating your muscle of choosing. You're cultivating your instincts. So, yes, just play with it. Play with it.
Well, have some fun, and you might be surprised. You did say something in the beginning of the show today where you were like, and it doesn't always look the way you think it's going to look. Can you say more about that?
Well, it definitely doesn't. You know, I had this, for instance, I had this huge nudge to 2 years ago, take a break from my work. I needed a break, and it was, I had this strong nudge, call so-and-so. I called him up, and it ended up he was working on a sailboat to refinish it, to do a huge, massive sail to the Pacific. So I said, oh, I'd love to come on this boat. Is there room for me to do this? Because I'm trying to take a break from my work right now and just give myself some space. And he said, well, right now, no, you know, I have another person here. Well, within like a week, that other person dropped out. And he calls me up. He said, you know, so-and-so just left and we have this space. Would you like to join? So I joined. So here I am thinking we're working on this boat. I'm preparing it for this huge sale. And I think this 21-day sale is just going to be the biggest game changer for me. So we're doing all this really tremendous learning for me on the sailboat. Okay, while we're there working on the sailboat, the friend had these tickets to go on this cruise with Esther Hicks. And she's a really phenomenal channel. And he said, you can have this other ticket. It's paid for. It's a 10-day cruise. You're so welcome to have it. And I said, oh, thanks. Great. We'll just take a break from this work on the sailboat, and I'll go do that. I go on this cruise, and I'm there for 10 days, and I meet this woman for just a few moments. And after the cruise, we connected again. My sailing trip canceled, and I went to join her on St. Martin. Just as a wild fluke. And my life took on radical changes that I never, ever expected. So here I was thinking that the sail was going to be this powerful, profound thing, and it never actually happened. But because I was on it, on the boat, it led me to meet this other woman that became a dear friend and is now still one of my closest friends. So you never know how it's going to show up, but my body was tired. It's like, I need something. I need a break. I need to be nourished. I, you know, need to refill myself. And it asked, and I listened. And so I said, okay, what matches that energy? And it was the sail, and then that took me in a whole other world. So yes, it can show up in ways that we just never imagine. And so if we can be so flexible to be open to it, then the universe can co-create with us something so off the charts. Yes.
Right. Yeah, actually, there's a... back when I was 28 years old, I was newly in massage school and alternative healthcare, and I was doing a lot of massage and also burning the candle at both ends. And I remember saying, I really, really need a break. And I subsequently went on a family reunion trip and had an ATV accident and broke my arm. So mm-hmm. it doesn't always look the way you think it will, but the change in my path and in my journey is so palpable. Like, I completely changed directions because of that broken arm. So it may not always even be necessarily fun, but mm-hmm. it will. Your wish is bringing you to what it is that you really, really desire in life, and, you know, how you get there, we never know.
Yes, so. We never know. And that's such, I'm so glad you said that, because it does. It sometimes we can become really uncomfortable and supremely uncomfortable. And, you know, in some traditions we're taught if you're uncomfortable, that means you're doing the wrong thing. Go, you know, retrack and find the other way so that you're comfortable and fine and happy and such things. And what I've discovered is, you know, sometimes when I'm asking for certain things on the path of it, it can be really uncomfortable as I'm having to choose something, or even my body is readjusting. And whereas in the past, maybe I would have given myself a very hard time for that. Now I say, wow, okay, what else is being required of me here? How else can I contribute to myself? How else can I be kindness to my body? And it sometimes is radically, beautifully uncomfortable. And if we can be with the uncomfort on the other side of it through the courage, is something fabulous. Mm. For sure.
Totally. The magic of life.
Yeah.
Do you have another story you could share with us about a time when you listened and what happened?
I have like 8 million, so many stories, you know, but I'll give you this one, because this also, it's also about like not listening to somebody telling what would be logical to do, really listening to what your heart's telling you. And so years ago, I had just gotten married. I just quit my job running faith formation at a church. We just closed on a house, and, This yoga group that I was going to class with, I had this strong feeling I needed to go on their retreat with them. Yet I had no, you know, I just lost my job. We just bought a house. We didn't have money for that. But this strong pull said, go on this retreat, go on this retreat. And a woman had canceled her spot on the retreat. So I was able to work out with her how to pay for it. Great. I go on this retreat. Anybody looking at me would have said, are you insane? You should be looking for a job. You should be, you know, all these, you just got married, all those variables. Well, I go on the retreat in Costa Rica, and we're with a wonderful group of people. We're there for a week. And this one woman who was doing energy work on another woman, and she said to me, Christine, you do energy work. Would you like to come and do some for her? So I did. And she said to me, Anne is her name, and she said, well, Christine, you know, looks, maybe you should go to Barbara Brennan. It's this school for healers. And I said to her, I would love to go to Barbara Brennan, but I don't have the money for that right now, and they don't offer scholarships. And this was about 15 years ago. And she said to me, well, what if I give you a scholarship? And right there on this retreat in Costa Rica, this beautiful woman paid for my first year at Barbara Brennan. And it was... and set a track for a whole other way of existing for me. I mean, open up doors that were unbelievable for me, all because I listened to go on this yoga retreat, which just set off a whole chain reaction. So once again, we won't necessarily get the results we're thinking of, but who would have thought in a million years that would have happened while I'm on a retreat? And it did. And that's the kind of space that we can make for just miracles to show up for us. So there's one.
Thank you. Well, before we run out of time, I might have another question for you, but I would love for you to tell people how can they find you, Christine?
How can you find me? So I say, send up the bat flare, and I'll look for it. And if your bat flare isn't working, you can also just go to my website, christinecaruso.com, and there's a contact button right there that will get in touch with me. And I am in New York right now doing sessions this week. And on Thursday, I will be at the Assemblage in Manhattan. And that evening, we're doing a spontaneous workshop on earth and body at around 5:30. So if you're in the New York area, or if you feel the pull, please join us. And to get more information, I'll just go to my website and connect with me and we'll be in touch with you. Cheers.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And also I say, if you're feeling the pull to be in touch with me for some reason, I just invite you to listen and do it and let's see what happens. Yes. So there's my little invitation.
It will change your life for the better. So be like, so if you had one thing you'd like to just close with today around the art of listening, what would you like people to take away today?
That no matter what you choose, no matter what, please, in all things, be truly kind to yourself. No matter what, so that you feel the utter freedom to choose again and again. So that would be the one thing that I share and I ask, is if we could all just be utterly, inconceivably kind, purely kind to ourselves. That's what I ask. Mm. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Christine. Mm. Thank you, everyone. Please
thank you,
look Christine up if you have the poll.
Yes.
Beautiful
Come
soul.
Find us. Thanks, beautiful. Thanks so much, Venus.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye now.